Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times 8. I don't know. A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, here we go, everybody. Another edition of Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network, Saturday night post-game edition on January 7th. Matt Derry with you. The Lions season is over. It comes to an end after a 9-7 campaign and after losing four straight games. Including tonight in Seattle as the Seahawks knock them off and demolish them 26-6. I could set the podcast up. I could tell you what you're listening to, audioboom.com. I can give you the iTunes. I can give you the Twitter. Let me tell you something right now. Shout out to a buddy of mine, Anthony Pavicic, all right? Coach Pav, who sends me the following text message moments ago. Russell Wilson now has 8 playoff wins. The Detroit Lions in their 81-year history have 7. Seriously. Is that real? Russell Wilson, quarterback of the Seahawks, quarterback rating tonight, by the way, against the Lions of 119.3, has really won 8 playoff games? And the Lions have now lost 9 straight, an NFL record? What an absolute embarrassment tonight was. And you know what? All day I was excited. And I didn't even grow up here. I'm not even as big of a fan as you guys are. But I was excited for tonight. I was juiced up. We were going to a party, my wife and I. They had the game on. We were with friends. We watched the game. And it's like at the beginning of the game, hey, no score, you know, second quarter, looking good. Lions are hanging in. You know, defense is battling. Seattle looked beatable. Until they started feeding the ball to some former Central Michigan and U of M Brady Hoke reject, Thomas Rawls. Oh, Biggie Smalls. He ran for 161, a new Seahawks playoff record. Lions defense couldn't get off the field. And, you know, here's the bottom line, guys, and we'll read your tweets at Derry Speaks, the ones that, those of you that sent them in tonight. And I'll get to those, and we'll talk about the future and Caldwell and everything else. But you know what? The bottom line is the Seattle Seahawks have much better players than the Detroit Lions. The Seattle Seahawks are a better football team. They were at home in front of the 12s, you know, Steve Hutchinson raising that flag. The Seahawks are just better. I would trade the Lions' entire defense for Bobby Wagner. Do you know how good Bobby Wagner is, their middle linebacker? Tahir Whitehead is a backup player at best, but he's one of your best players on your defense because your defense is shit. Excuse my language. It's not good. And all year it battled. And for those of you that think, oh, well, Terrell Austin will never get a head coaching job, what Terrell Austin did with this defense this year is remarkable. Remember when they had that 6-7 game streak? When they held opponents under 20 points? What a freaking miracle. How? What playmakers play on that defense other than Darius Slay? Oh, but Ziggy Ansah had a big game tonight. Where was he all year?
Well, he was hurt.
Oh, okay. The linebacking core stinks. The defensive ends not named Ansah are no good. All right, Kerry Hyder, he's okay. All right, I'll take that back. Kerry Hyder had a very good year, and maybe he's a young and up-and-comer. Other than that, there's not much else there. All right, your D tackles, Haloti Ngata tonight got shoved off the ball time and time again, and then a personal foul penalty, which was costly. The two guys that have worn Super Bowl rings and have experience in the playoffs, Haloti Ngata and Anquan Boldin, were brutal tonight. hurting their team with stupid personal foul penalties. Two of them on Bolden. And I got news for you. I knew Anquan Bolden needed to be on the field for Stafford, but after that second one, I would have pulled his ass and never let him back on the field. Penalties, losing your composure, whining about the officials. Listen, the refereeing wasn't very good, but that's not why they lost the game. The Lions lost the game because they scored 6 points. Six. Last weekend, the AAA 49ers, who are barely a CFL team, dropped 23 on Seattle. You go into Seattle and you have 7 penalties and 6 points, you're not winning nothing. So I don't blame Lions fans for being very, very disappointed and angry tonight, because not only did they lose, but they got smoked. They really did. They got gouged in the running game. They got gashed. Gave up 177 yards rushing. This team continuously, the Lions, cannot rush the football themselves. 177 to 49, they got outgained on the ground. And I saw one of these media types here in Detroit say, oh, well, the season ended when Stafford injured his finger. Hogwash. The season ended when, one, the competition got better, and they finished the season playing the Giants, Cowboys, Packers, and Seahawks. And two, the loss of Theo Riddick was huge. Huge. Bigger than injuring Stafford's middle finger. Because Matt Stafford kept playing. Matt Stafford threw some good balls tonight. But Eric Edrop dropped him. Golden Tate had a drop tonight. Marvin Jones had a drop tonight. It was drop city. It was ridiculous. Seahawks 26, Lions 6. Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions post-game edition of the podcast. We will continue with the podcast until they tell me to stop doing it. We'll be on as many days in a row as I can do, and we'll keep the podcast going throughout the offseason, everything else. Very disappointing way to lose this game tonight. Jim Caldwell told Michelle Tafoya at halftime from NBC that the officials told her, or the officials told him, that they botched the Richardson touchdown catch with Tavon Wilson because Richardson grabbed Wilson's face mask. Listen, yeah, it was a face mask, and yeah, Lions fans were up in arms, and I could see it on social media. How about Tavon Wilson turning around and making a play? This guy made one tackle in the first quarter, and Chris Collins was like, he's a heavy hitter. Ooh, it's Tavon Wilson. If Tavon Wilson were any good, wouldn't he still be on the Patriots? The Lions need a different starting strong safety next year. You are going to bring back A'shaun Robinson, Ziggy Ansah, Darius Slay, Glover Quinn, Nevin Lawson, I guess, and that's it. The rest of them can be replaced. Every linebacker on that team can be replaced. Oh, but Big Ta's real good. Ty, what about Whitehead? He led the team in tackles. DeAndre Levy, was he even on the field? Terrible. By the way, now that we're looking ahead, Locked On NFL Draft, check it out with Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino right here on the Locked On Podcast Network throughout the offseason. Locked On NFL Draft, those guys do an excellent job with it right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, so let's get into it. All sides of the football. Let's start with the offense. First of all, kudos to Seattle. They know how to win. They know how to win playoff games. They've now won 10 straight playoff games at home. Pete Carroll is a bit of a weasel at times. You see him on the sidelines. But his team was prepared. And they knew what to do against the Lions. And they're blocking up front, and the way they utilize their offensive line, the traps and the counters and everything that they did, really forced the Lions to have to bring even more guys up in the box. And then when they overran plays, Rawls had a big night. And Russell Wilson was very efficient tonight. 23 out of 30, 224 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, no picks. He was sacked 3 times. And I mentioned before, Ziggy got him a couple times. But a passer rating tonight of 119.3. It really was. And again, I mentioned it before about Bobby Wagner, the middle linebacker for the Seahawks, had a big game. What about Doug Baldwin? Right, Doug Baldwin would be far and above the best receiver the Lions would have if they had him on the team. You got Russell Wilson, Doug Baldwin, Jimmy Graham, Bobby Wagner, Michael Bennett, Cliff Avril, Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman, all of those players are better than all of the Lions players. Okay? Sorry, Russell Wilson is better than Matthew Stafford. He is. He's won a Super Bowl. And I'm not pinning this on Stafford. I'm just making the point that the Seattle Seahawks are better. And they were at home. The Lions this year didn't win a road game outside. They haven't won a road playoff game since 57. They showed the freaking highlights tonight on NBC. Stafford, 18 out of 32 for 205. No touchdowns, no picks, was sacked three times, a passer rating of 75.7. He was all right tonight. Again, the rating is down because he had dropped balls everywhere. I'm not pinning this loss on Stafford. He did all he could. He had Cornelius Lucas playing right tackle. I thought Graham Glasgow was tremendous tonight at center. And I thought Taylor Decker played very well at left tackle. And with Travis Swanson missing another game due to a concussion, hopefully his future is that he'll come back. But you got a question. How many games did he miss down the stretch? Five or six? Will Travis Swanson be able to come back next year? If not, they have a capable center. The young kid from Michigan and Decker from Ohio State were tremendous tonight. They were very good. But other than that, 6 points. Zenner did all he could. He tries hard. All right, Zach Zenner gives it all he's got. But on 4th-and-1, you've got Dwayne Washington. Jim Bob Cooter, and I tweeted out, Jim Bob Cooter's calling a good game. I like the play calling. I like the misdirection stuff they're doing, the quick stuff. I like what the Lions are doing offensively. And then the 4th-and-1 to start the second quarter hit, and Stafford rolled right with Zenner out of the game, by the way. So Seattle knew they weren't running with Dwayne Washington, who, by the way, I think played like two snaps and didn't touch the ball. And he rolled out and threw the ball backwards to Matthew Mulligan, the tight end, who caught that ball and lost 2 yards. What a terrible play call. If you can't get 1 yard in a playoff game, but again, they couldn't get 1 yard in a playoff game in Dallas a couple of years ago and elected to punt because they couldn't get a yard on 3rd-and-1. Remember that? And Martin shanked the punt and the rest is history. Until this team can get a yard on 4th-and-1 or 3rd-and-1, they're not going anywhere. The problem is they have to do it on the road all the time because they couldn't handle their business at the end of the year. I will not call this season a failure. I will not get on here and tell you to fire Caldwell. This team needs better players. This season was actually successful. I'll talk about it later in the week. This was better than I thought they'd be. All right, I thought this was a 7-9, 8-18 that you hoped got a little bit better. And you were looking for a year of observation and for some of Bob Quinn's draft picks to show up. They all showed up. Draft picks were good. But you can't rely on all these draftees to win you games. Look at the guys that won the game for Seattle tonight. They've all been around. Doug Baldwin's been around. Jimmy Graham's been around. Jermaine Kearse has been around. Russell Wilson, Wagner, Sherman, I mentioned them thousands of times. The receiving core needs to get better. The Lions need to find a game breaker that can run down the field because teams are loading up the middle of the field and the box because Lions don't have anybody that can get behind anybody. The Lions also have to find another tight end because Eric Ebron isn't good enough to play as many snaps as he does. Oh, but he got so much better in year 3. Ebron, come on. 2 catches for 23 yards tonight. 6 targets, couple of drops. Is he talking again post-game about wanting to see the Cowboys? Remember after they lost to Dallas? Well, we'll see them again. We want them again. Shut up. Give me a break. And if you're relying on the officials to make a call on T.J. Jones, T.J. Jones isn't an NFL receiver. He's not good enough. The Lions have got to upgrade at wide receiver. Must upgrade at wide receiver. Linebacker first and foremost, in my opinion. They need someone that can fly around the football because there's nobody flying around anywhere. Middle of the field all year against them with tight ends, going back to the Rams game and running backs. And then tonight, for you to get gouged by the number 25th ranked run team in the league and Thomas Rawls for 161 yards, you should be ashamed of yourself. That was really bad tonight. Really bad. All right, tweets flying in at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. I asked a question on Twitter. I said, what is your range of emotions? Darren Lauer writes in, lack of depth killed us down the stretch. I need a drink. Brandon Jenkins says, Roger Goodell has got to stop rigging games and screwing teams. Hate losing, but way worse when you get ripped by a rigged system. Listen. All right. Excuse me. The officiating wasn't good tonight. All right, it wasn't good. I don't think Tavon Wilson took a personal foul on Russell Wilson. I thought TJ Jones was interfered with. They said the ball was uncatchable. All right, the Tavon Wilson play on Richardson, sure, Richardson grabbed his face mask and the refs admitted to call. If Tavon Wilson turns around, that's an interception. The ball was thrown low and behind Richardson. He had to come back for it and catch it with one hand. Paul Richardson and Thomas Rawls. It's like Jerry Rice tonight and Roger Craig. Paul Richardson. He was making one-handed catches all night. You know why he was doing that? Because the Lions don't have enough playmakers to do that themselves. They never take the ball away, ever. But stop with the officiating. It wasn't good tonight, sure. Seattle got caught for plenty of penalties, though. Mike Rizzo, 87. This team is 4-12 without Stafford and very well could be that bad next year. I don't think they're going to be 4-12 next year. I have faith in general manager Bob Quinn that he's going to bring in some better players. Brandon Jenkins, 13 games in the last three seasons. The refs screwed the Lions in the last play or major calls changing games. Then NFL comments on bad officiating. I can't get into the officiating. Guys, come on. You lost 26-6. You got beat. Your defensive linemen got pushed around all night. Your linebackers are nowhere to be found except 10, 15 yards down the field making tackles after the chains have been moved. You have a strong safety. You know, Glover Quinn's a good player at free safety. He is. He broke up a pass in the end zone. But your strong safeties aren't good. Hollis Key Jr. writes, Matt, no star players equal no playmakers. Z, as long as old lady Ford owns this team, the streak will continue for the Lions. All right, somebody hit the old bit siren. Sean the mailman, 6 bleeping points in a passing league. This loss falls at the feet of Stafford and the offense, SOL. Z says, Lions should have been home and not playing in the playoffs. They've been lucky all season, 0-6 against playoff caliber teams. Sal Giacona, it's like watching the same movie over and over again. You know how it ends. Hashtag Lions. Yeah, it was a struggle tonight. It really was. And like I said, early on, I thought the Lions were physical. I thought, you know, they were right there with Seattle. But gosh, every time they were in the game or they had some momentum down 10-6, 10-6 and needed a stop, the defense never gets off the field, ever. It was 10-6 going into the fourth quarter. They were right there. They can't get off the field. Cannot get off the field. DeAndre Levy had 3 tackles tonight. 3. Jeez. That's bad. That's bad. And I know he doesn't play on every down, but that's brutal, brutal. I feel for you guys. I do. I'm really sorry because there's nothing like a long playoff run. There's nothing like having your team being talked about. And this was a Seattle love fest tonight. And you know what? It should have been. They dominated the play. They were everywhere tonight. They did a good job. And yes, the Lions helped them with drop passes and silly penalties. But Seattle doesn't make those plays. The Lions did, though. And that's what's very, very frustrating. And you see with Seattle, you know, they lose Earl Thomas, and, you know, they've had injuries this year, and guys on the D-line have been banged up. Their offensive line's makeshift. They're moving on. They're moving on next week to Atlanta, where they're a 3.5-point underdog against the Falcons. They do it again. And unfortunately, the Lions have sunk a lot of money into Haloti Ngata and DeAndre Levy. Those guys combined for 6 tackles tonight. That's not good enough. Not good enough. So don't give me this official stuff and the Lions got screwed. There were some bad calls. Got to play through that stuff, guys. Got to play through that. Gosh, that fourth and one in the first half. God, that was so bad. So bad. Zach Zenner's doing all right. Hand him the ball. Wasn't even in the game. That's coaching. That's coaching. Your range of emotions. My buddy Bill Roos, formerly of RedWings.com. How's indifferent? Rico Beard. What about big game Matty Staff? Oh, boy. Rico's stirring it up. MG. Caldwell is not a good football coach. He might be a good man, motivator, but what he does on the sidelines is ludicrous. What did you want Caldwell to do? Throw a headset tonight? Get mad? You know that's not what he does. The coaching staff for this season probably gets an A-, in my opinion. They took a team that didn't have a single Pro Bowler. They took a team that had their top five players this year, two of the five were their kickers. Sam Martin and Matt Prater. Matt Prater was great tonight. And Sam Martin was good. When two of your best five players are on special teams, that's troubling. That's an issue. I'm not going to blame it on the Stafford finger. If the Stafford finger was so bad, the ball wasn't delivered. The ball was delivered tonight. And a lot of times he was running for his life. His receivers. Remember what Rob Rubik said from Fox Sports Detroit, the former Lion, earlier in the week on the podcast? The receivers don't get separation. How was Stafford's finger on that Marvin Jones sideline fade brow? It was a great throw. 26-6 Seahawks over the Lions. I could go all night reading your tweets, guys. I appreciate the support and everything else. Tim Spicer, sad acceptance. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Just a rough night. Rough night all around. Farage, 1341, Ryan Farage. I hope you're embarrassed for once, Lions. Ridiculous performance. When the season ends like this and you get your ass kicked in Seattle, it definitely drains the fan base and makes them angry, and I don't blame them at all. All right, I will return on Monday with another podcast. We will break down everything this week and recap the season. Seahawks 26, Lions 6. And what was a rough stretch for your Detroit Lions here down the stretch. 4-game losing streak to end the year. Must get better. Brad Allen, head referee, said he did not apologize to Jim Caldwell for the missed face mask and doesn't believe anyone on his crew did. Well, Caldwell claims that someone from the officiating crew told him they missed that call. Regardless, who cares? They got killed. Dave Burkett, Free Press. The Lions finished the season on a 4-game losing streak, losing those games to playoff teams by a combined 59 points. Lions have got to get Theo Riddick back and healthy. That's where the offensive season went downhill, was when Riddick injured his wrist. Not the Stafford finger. The Riddick wrist injury. He is a huge part of this offense. And next year, hopefully, we're talking about Abdullah being healthy and Riddick being healthy. And they will add another receiver that has some speed. 26-6, Seahawks win. Guys, have a good rest of the weekend. Enjoy tomorrow. We'll talk on Monday. Locked On Lions.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.